Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson and I'm Deputy Editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance world, the ADB has signed a loan to help finance a 15 megawatt solar power plant in Afghanistan. Tulu Energy has been confirmed as the preferred bidder by the government of Botswana for the development of 100 megawatt of coal-bed methane-fueled power plants in the country. The Chinese Jiangsu provincial government and China Hongdeng Group have signed an agreement to build a 10 gigawatt capacity offshore wind project. Neon has closed financing of its 280 megawatt Atlanto 200 solar farm located in the Salta province of Argentina. The EIB has given its in-principle agreement to support the financing of Europe's first homegrown gigafactory for lithium-ion battery cells in Sweden. And the Ohio Power Sitting Board has authorized the construction of two solar projects with a combined capacity of 470 megawatts in Hardin and Highland countries. Over in the commodity finance space, our headline news offering: the $700 million cash for metal deal signed between Duferco and JSW Steel is the largest trade finance facility ever achieved for an Indian steel company. TXF's Ollie Gordon asks, will the first deal of this size to close in the steel industry since the financial crisis serve as a financing template for future deals? On the essentials news front in the commodity space, AA Oils and Fats, a trading subsidiary of Singapore-based palm oil processor and distributor Apicor Group, is self-arranging the refinancing of the RCF tranche of an $800 million loan signed in 2017. On a third-party news tracker service in the commodity space, Sol Gold is in talks to finance a long-life Ecuador copper project. And East African Metals has received government approval of mining licenses for the Mato Bula gold, copper and Dartabuk gold deposits at the company's Adoba project in the Tigray National Regional State of Ethiopia. And finally, in the trade finance sphere, Wells Fargo has turned to TransferMate for a business payments tool. SWIFT has announced that a group of banks are to trial instant GPI cross-border payments in Europe using the target instant payments settlement platform. And Hong Kong-headquartered VeloTrade, an accounts receivable financing platform, has announced that it is actively executing cross-border trade receivable transactions involving mainland Chinese companies. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.